Oh. Really start to realize how big of a noggin I have when I put this thing on. It's compressing pretty good, but it's been a long time since I've presented in this sort of fashion up front, so I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to get the call up. Before I get into what I have, I thought I might give a quick little update of where I'm at, because I know a lot of people love to ask questions about what I'm up to. I have passed my exam. I'm officially a nurse. Thank you. Everyone's asking, what are you going to do now? And I said, I'm turning my brain off. I am not thinking for a little bit here. But my plans for the summer coming up is I'm doing a lot of camp work there this summer. So I'm going to be down there for most of the weeks. I was talking to Josh on Sunday, and he was saying how Dad was telling him that I'm going down to work at camp for the summer. And then I was telling Dad, like, this is, you know, I might not get a chance to do another opportunity like this again. It could be my last time. And Josh said, you've been saying that every year the last 4 years. I said, all right, maybe you're right. But I was talking to a couple brothers, and they said that anytime you do something for the Lord, you'll never regret it. So Lord willing, we'll be down there this summer and reach these kids. But when I was asked to share something, a sort of devotion, I was thinking about, what have I been going through lately? What is something that I've been working on and dealing with in the past little bit? And so what I'm going to be talking about tonight is, are we too comfortable in our Christian lives right now? Are we living in a position right now where we're very comfortable with where we're at and we're happy to sit with where we're at and not progress any further? So I'm just going to start off by reading Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And it goes like this. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. So I just want us to think, and of course this is applying to myself, but I'm sure other people can relate to it as well. Are we getting too comfortable with where we're at right now? And not to say that there isn't comfort in the Lord. Of course there's great comfort in the Lord, but you never read in the Bible where it says we're called to be comfortable. We're called to be at a position where we're satisfied with where we're at. We're always supposed to be going for more. We're supposed to be yearning for more. I find that when people get comfortable, they become complacent almost. They say, I'm satisfied with where I'm at. There's no need to move further. Everything's going smooth. Why mess it up? And I was thinking, while I was going through this, I was thinking, who would be a good representation of somebody who's living comfortably in the Bible? And there's so many examples. Usually it's people going, they get called, like you get Moses or them who are somewhere comfortable, and then they get called to do something greater. But I was thinking, what is something more relatable for us? And I thought of Jonah, somebody who was living very comfortably, happy with what he was doing, but then he got called by the Lord and went the complete opposite direction. Many of us are familiar with the story of Jonah, so I'm not going to go too in-depth about it. But just picture a man who was perfectly happy with where he was at, perfectly happy to go around to his people, spread the gospel, being in his own little area, and perfectly fine doing his day-to-day routine, you know, go out and preach, great, doing God's work. But the moment that God says, all right, I want you to go and preach to Nineveh and tell them about the great evil they're doing, he goes, whoa. This is not something that I'm used to. This is not something that I want to go do. It's way out of my comfort zone. And in fact, we see in the story that he goes to a great length to avoid doing this work. And so I'm thinking, how often are we ourselves like Jonah? We feel a calling. We feel the Lord pushing us in a direction. And we either hesitate, or maybe sometimes we go the opposite direction and say, it's not for me. There's so many times that we have the opportunity to advance the kingdom of God, but we tend to let our own fear or maybe our comfortability take over. It takes the lead and decides how we go. So I just want you to think to yourself, what would you do if God called you to Nineveh today? Are you willing to follow where God is calling you right now? For myself, in the last year, I'd say, I found that I'm really jumping out at things that I never thought that I would really do. I know that I've been involved in the youth group in this past year. You may have noticed in breaking of bread, I start to stand up a little bit more and share. Witnessing to others, sharing my testimony to others, to unbelievers, and even being here right now. This is definitely not in my comfort zone to be doing this and all the other ones. I know people probably think I love to talk, especially being Greg's son. I love to chit-chat, and that's true outside of this, but right now, this is not my comfort zone, and as listed in the other ones before, but before starting all this, I was perfectly fine with letting other people do all the work. I'd come in Sunday morning during breaking of bread. Other brothers would stand up and share, sit back, relax, let them do it. I'd say, why do I even need to bother standing up? They're doing it. There's no need to. But that is not the mindset to have at all. It's not the way that it should be. In 1 Corinthians 12:27, it says that we are the body of Christ. We as individuals are the body. And if I'm part of this body and I'm not doing the work, how much harder is it going to be for the rest of the body to keep up with it? And it's just, that's the way our church is. If only a few brothers are standing up on Sunday morning and preaching or sharing a word, it's going to be a lot harder for us later on whenever those brothers are gone and the people aren't doing it now, haven't started, so we're just going to have nobody. And how can the church function any day if it's like that? If we have people who are doing the good work now, but other people are sitting on the sidelines watching it happen. And I'm obviously not saying this to say, look at me, I'm doing so good right now. I'm up here, I'm at youth group, blah, blah. No, I'm not saying that to praise myself. I'm saying it because I felt God calling me. I felt Him saying all these opportunities for me to happen, and I'm starting to answer them. Instead of letting them slip by, I'm saying, He's pushing me towards this. There's an interest there. He wants me to do this, so I'm going to go and answer that call. You'll notice that whenever you open your life up to Christ, there's so many changes that He makes in it. It's incredible to see the results that happens when a brother or sister allows their heart and mind to be changed by the Lord and go in the ways that He wants them to. We need to allow Christ to transform us. And in turn, this will create a deeper relationship with Christ. It will create a closer bond between our brothers and sisters here at the chapel. And of course, it'll be a greater testimony for others who see us. They will see the change in the way that we act and the desires we have, and they'll say, whoa, something's different about them. They're not just the same. Psalm 37, verse 4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. I know a lot of people read this verse and think that when they read it, that if I follow in the Lord, He'll give me everything I want. That's not what it's saying. It's saying that if you follow with Christ, He'll give you everything you want because what you will want is what Christ wants. If you open up yourselves and allow Him to come in, your desires will change and you will have what He desires, and then He will grant them. And of course, other people will start to notice this as well. They start to notice the subtle changes that you have. And that's where the question of, are we getting too comfortable sits? Are we just doing our day-to-day, Sunday morning, go to church, Sunday evening, maybe prayer meeting, and that's it? Are we just going through the motions? Or are we feeling a calling that we're just pushing down to the side because it's just not something that we're used to and not comfortable with dealing with? I like to watch these videos. I shared this at youth group on our final night. I like to watch these videos of, a pastor. He goes around to different colleges and preaches the gospel, but it turns into more of sort of a debate kind of thing. He lets them ask questions and he answers them, and I think it's very interesting, mostly for the fact to hear what an unbeliever might question with the gospel, to hear what their perspective is on stuff. But anyways, his name's Cliff Nechtel. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he told this story during one of his answers, saying that he's painting a picture of when the rapture happens, how, of course, this is not, I don't know how the rapture is going to play out, but he was saying, picture this, the rapture occurs, and we all get beamed up. And while we're going up, we can see other people around us. Of course, this is just an example. Don't take this for reality. But he was saying, imagine I'm going up, and I turn around, and I see somebody that I know, say somebody from school or from work, and they're looking at me and saying, Jamie, I didn't know you were Christian. You never said anything. I had no idea. You never told me. You never warned me that this is what was going to happen. And he's thinking to himself, thank goodness somebody else told me. And anyways, that example was really powerful to me because I was thinking, like, there's so many things that I could be doing, but they're out of my comfort zone. It's not something that I like to deal with, so I let other people do it. But the reality is that we could take a walk outside for less than a minute and find somebody who right now is on their way to hell. And it's up to us to step out of that comfort zone and take on these challenges. If you look at our assembly here, I don't know if you've noticed Sunday morning, but it's getting crazy here how many people that we have. It's a couple times I come in and I'm thinking, where am I going to sit right now? Which at first I was like, this kind of sucks. I have nowhere to sit. But in reality, it's amazing. It's like, wow, I have nowhere to sit. There's so many people here. We have such a plentiful assembly that has so much potential, but we have to look around and say, are we wasting it? Are we all doing what we could be doing? And of course, I'm not saying this thing, oh, you guys aren't doing what you need to be doing, but I'm saying for me myself, this is something that I've noticed throughout the past year that I was lacking. I was something that I wasn't doing, and maybe you're thinking to yourself, I could be doing more as well. And so I want to use this as an encouragement. So if you're sitting here tonight, there's so many different opportunities of things you could be doing to further the kingdom of God, whether it's encouraging a brother or a sister. Some people find that awkward, but you do not know the power that encouragement has between a brother and a sister to go up to somebody and say, like, you are doing so well right now. I'm so proud of you. I have a couple brothers who have come up to me and said, like, I've noticed there's been a change in you. And they're really happy for it. And I'm like, wow, that's incredible. Like, obviously I knew that something was changing, but it's becoming evident. And so if you see somebody, our brother or sister, don't be afraid to go up and just say a little something. Just say, like, either say, like, I'm praying for you, I love you, or saying, maybe you notice that there's something is off with them, and going up and saying, like, something wrong, is there something I can help with? Witnessing to unbelievers, all of us can do that. We all should do that. We're called to do that. But sometimes it's really hard to do that because we let fear and everything else take control. But what are we afraid of? The worst thing they do is say no, and then it doesn't matter anyway. So, well, it matters, but they say no, and then you say, well, I did my part. You plant the seed, and then whatever happens with it, that's up to God and them. But we have so much opportunities to do all these things. Men to pray or to share on Sunday morning. That is a big one that I've noticed, especially now that I'm starting to try and get into it more and participate more, because the reality is all of us men should have something to say on Sunday morning because we're praising our Lord and Savior. We all should be able to say something. And so just to be able to stand up, and it doesn't have to be rocket science. It doesn't have to be a big sermon. If a 12-year-old boy stood up and just said, I love you, God, like, how much more do you need than that for representing? And of course, the older mentoring to the younger. I think that's a big one that we have such a plentiful youth and of, I'll say older people. I don't want to say plentiful elderly because you might categorize yourself, but we have a lot of young and old in our assembly. And these young kids are, whether they want to admit it or not, they need somebody to come beside them and take them and encourage them and lead them along the way. I noticed that, especially here at VBS today, and yesterday, there's just so many kids there, and their passion for singing and for the Lord is pretty infectious whenever you get around them, and they're so young that they don't realize all that comes with it, but they're excited, and if they had somebody who knew what they were doing come up beside them and take them and say, use this energy for this, like, who knows what impact that can make. So it's like with the planting of the seed, you could plant one seed, or I could take a kid along and do something that strikes him, and then he goes out and does it to like five more, and then they do it to five more, and boom, you're endless. But it takes the one to start it. We also have to just be careful that we don't get too comfortable with where we're at, because I find that Satan almost uses that. He says to himself, you know, all right, they've been saved, they believe in Christ, but what else can I do to slow it down? And that's making us too comfortable. He wants us to slip up. He wants to catch us lacking in spiritual things. And I was reading through Luke chapter 4, and I noticed whenever Satan is coming to tempt Jesus, it even says at the end of it, he says that he left and waited for a more opportune time, which is pretty crazy to think about, that even Satan thought to himself, for a sinless, perfect man, that he could catch him at a different time and cause him to slip up. So think amongst ourselves who are trapped by sin, how much more the Satan is going to be coming after us. So I encourage you to not be too comfortable with where you are, to always be searching for something that makes you uncomfortable, because it progresses the kingdom of God. It's just, I can repeat it a million times, but it's just, we have so many opportunities to do things daily, whether it's, like I said, witnessing or praying or telling somebody that you're encouraged by them, but it's the little things that slip by that can make or break somebody, really. You don't know what kind of a brother is going through something, and you say something, and it changes them. I'm just going to read, I just want to read Joshua again, where it says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go." I just want to challenge you this week to do something that you wouldn't do, or that wouldn't be an ordinary thing for you to do. Pray for somebody, call somebody, witness to somebody. Do something that you wouldn't be comfortable with doing, because it's what we are called to do. For me, myself, I'm going to challenge myself, and I said I would tell people that I'll go out and share the gospel with somebody that doesn't know it. And of course, you'll never know if I do it, because I'll be gone to camp. But I'll tell you if I come back. But I want you to challenge yourself in doing something that you're not used to doing, that we aren't just sitting here claiming to be Christians and saying that we love God, but just sitting back and watching it all play out. There's so much that we can be doing. And so I just leave you with that. I don't know if you want me to pray or how this is going to play out. I'm going to leave.